Petersburg's varsity basketball players have about a month left in their season, and both of their coaches remarked on their progress over the last week. Rick Brock, who coaches the boys' teams, says he noticed improvement in his players' half-court defense right off the bat.
So great way to start the tournament. We got really good balanced scoring. We ended up with four guys in double figures, and then another one through an eight. So it's good to see us play so well as a team.
In Thursday's game against Kluwak, he says he saw the Varsity Vikings put immense pressure on the Chieftains. They won that game 76-45, their best game of the weekend. They went on to win Friday's game against Juneau's Thunder Mountain 66-40, and Saturday's game against Susitna Valley from Talkeetna 43-27. Brock says he also saw his younger players step up this weekend.
I think that JV tournament 2 weeks ago really helped them. They finished the tournament by playing well against Sitka, and then they finished the tournament by beating Skagway. And I felt that really kind of catapulted us forward in this tournament for the sophomores and juniors to play better in the varsity games.
The Lady Vikings had a harder time on the court this weekend. They narrowly lost all four of their games. They had to fit two games into both days they played, Thursday and Saturday. Matt Powick, who coaches the Lady Vikings, says the double days were an interesting challenge.
There's really no quit in that group. Both days that we played, we actually had to play two games in one day, which is pretty unusual for basketball. But it was a really good challenge for us. I think it'll kind of battle test us a little bit for regionals, because regionals, you might have to play a 9 a.m. game and you got to be up and ready to go.
Their first game was with the Kluwak Lady Chieftains on Thursday afternoon. Kluwak won that game 28-25. Then the Susitna Valley Lady Rams won 39-35 on Thursday evening. But they pushed through their exhaustion on Saturday and played some of their closest games of the tournament. On Saturday morning, the Kluwak Lady Chieftains won 29-37. And the last game of the tournament was the Lady Vikings' best. On Saturday evening, during their rematch with the Lady Rams, the Petersburg girls lost by just 1 point. The final score, 29-28. Powick says he saw a lot of improvement this weekend, but also some areas where he thinks his players can improve.
Like our free throw shooting, that was a big topic this weekend for us and this week in practice. And the nice thing is that is absolutely something that we can improve upon before the end of the year.
Powick says he's pleased that he saw his players scoring evenly all throughout the tournament.
I mean, that's the thing I love about this team the best is, like, it's pretty unusual for us to have a single one standout player. It's the team aspect of this group that you don't see very often, I feel like. There's no one player on our team that anybody has to focus on stopping that one player and we'll be successful, because we can have any one of our top nine players kind of take a step up and be the leader for the game, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Looking ahead, both coaches say their players are in for a challenge this week, which is when they're scheduled to play the Metlakatla Chiefs on their home turf. The Chiefs are one of the top-ranked teams in the state, and they've won every game they've played against Petersburg this season. But Rick Brock says, win or lose, the Vikings will grow from this experience.
You know, it'll be a great test for us. We'll see where we stack up in the conference or all the games around the league. You can see the games are getting a little tighter. Wrangell just beat Metlakatla for their first loss in conference this last weekend. So it'll be a good test for us. I'm excited to go down and see where we're at.
KFSK will broadcast those games with Metlakatla live. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.